the subject of a partnership in a business with a goy. These are very complicated halachot and a lot of details how to establish a business where there's a partnership with a goy. Maran discusses all the details in Siman Resh Mem Heh. Let's discuss the problem, because people logically think, oh, if I have a partner that's a goy, beautiful, so that solves all my problems. But the halakha says, on the contrary, it can create new problems for the simple reason. If let's say I contract a goy to do something for me, I give him a certain salary and I tell him to do it. So in that case over there, if he happens to do it on Shabbat, that's his prerogative. I have no benefit. I didn't tell him to do it on Shabbat, nor do I care if he does it on Shabbat, nor is he my shaliach for doing it on Shabbat. For me, there's no difference if he does it on Sunday, or he does it on Shabbat, or he does it on Saturday night. Just get the job done. That's a regular case of kablanut. However, once already I become partners with the goy, we're talking about over here, we're 50-50 partners as an example. Doesn't have to be 50-50. Well, let's take it a simple example. 50-50 partners, and we're working partners, and therefore the normal partnership is we both have to work. We have to be in the store. We have to be on the floor. We have to do our effort. Only problem is the Jew can't work on Shabbat. So what is basically happening? The goy is going to go work on Shabbat, and the Jew will work a day against it. Sunday, as an example. So when the goy goes on Shabbat, basically the Jew is sending him. Meaning, I'm sending you to go work for me. Because I really have to go to work on Shabbat also. I'm a partner in the business. I can't work on Shabbat. So I'm sending you as my shaliach. You go work on Shabbat. Represent my part, and I'll take care of it. I'll work for you on Sunday. So that's a much worse situation, because a Jew cannot send a agent of his to go work on Shabbat, and that's what's happening. So one of the ways to solve this issue, which is the easiest way to solve this issue when there's a partner of a goy, the halakha says that before one goes into the partnership, before one goes in, one makes a contract. And it's a binding contract. It's not something verbal. And it's done, of course, according to all the laws. And basically, the purpose of the contract is to say, all the profits of Shabbat belong to the goy. And all the profits of, let's say, another day of the week, on Sunday, belongs to me, to the Jew. And then we're equal partners on everything else. So basically, when you went into the partnership, Shabbat was never in play. That you had to now worry about who's going to go to work. It's not my business on Shabbat. Shabbat is yours. Whether the profits are going to be a lot or the profits are going to be a little. And then you take against it another day of the week. And now, once you take another day of the week, you're dividing equally all the other profits. Shabbat, he'll take Shabbat, and you'll take that day. That's the clean way, the way Shulchan Aruch says from the Gemara, in order to solve the problem of a goy, is making a tenai. Making a condition. Again, in future daily halakhot, we'll see that when these conditions are made, is it permissible to divide profits equally or not? Seemingly, it shouldn't be, because the whole purpose of the Tanai was, he gets Shabbat, and I have nothing to do with it, I get another day against it, he has nothing to do with that, and everything else with partners. Good, that's the strict halakha, that's the way it is, but we'll see some other nuances in how the divide. But again, if a Tanai was not made, this is the big issue. A Tanai was not made. They just want 50-50 partners, no conditions. Then the Jew cannot take the profits of Shabbat. Because since the goy is working for him now, he's doing his chalek, like he sent him, so those Shabbat profits clearly are a suit for the Jew to buy.